Like I say, spring is over. I like the progress we made as far as just understanding how we wanted to compete, deal with adversity, deal with success, and play in a game. And I think you saw that probably the second half of this game. I mean, you had one team was down, the other one battled right on back, then the other one didn't phase it when it come back, when the momentum changed, and went right down and executed, coming right back down. And you played tight games. I was very proud of both teams, one for not panicking, for getting behind, and then when they come back to tie it up, the other team not panicking, saying, okay, I'm going to execute and go down and make a play to win the game. And at the end, I thought guys made plays to win the game instead of not making plays and kind of went the other team, somebody winning by default. I thought the game got very competitive. I thought there were some nice hits in the game. I thought our defensive line early in the game did a great job on the run. I thought our safeties tackled well. Backers did a nice job. Then I think later in the game, as the offense loosened up and got going and got some urgency, you know, knowing the game was in and made some urgency and started making some plays and catches, and we relaxed and got used to the wind a little bit because the wind was pretty gusty out there throwing the football, but we still got the ball down the field, made some plays. Was happy to see Kendrick Rogers make a big-time catch and make a play to put us ahead. And then thought Nick had a great drive the one before to do it, and then Kellen responded. And then to turn right around, and Nick took us right back down, has a chance to win the game at the end, which I was very proud of. So I thought teams executed and handled the adversity in those situations well. We pass blocked at those times well, but we pressured good on defense. Thought we ran the ball. You know, Etway had a nice run. A.J. Sanders came in and did a nice job against some of the ones and even made a couple of nice runs. Cabote did a good job. Travion early pressed a little bit, didn't have some holes, bounced some things he probably should have stuck, and then all of a sudden he got going and started making the plays because he's had an outstanding spring for us. So in that regard. But then I thought Jay Sternberger again, you see why he was our MVP this spring. He's kind of done that every day, and he's been a workhorse as far as his attitude, his work ethic, everything about it, every day he brings it. And when your tight end can get vertical and make plays down the field, it really can change you on offense. So very proud of the guys. Thought the kicking game was pretty good. We punted early. We had a couple punts that didn't go well. And then we hit. I thought we hit a big punt that was backed up into the wind. We hit one about 60 into the wind. It could be a change of field position. I thought, man, did a great job in that and punting the ball right there. So some good things. There's a ton we got to work on. Third downs for the white team was pretty good. The maroon team, we got to pick them up a little bit, but red zone chances was good. And the only two things I didn't like in the game was the two turnovers. We got the ball first and 10, just drop a pitch, you know, going in to score, and then you're backed up with a 7-point lead, and you just got to work the other side of the field on a read and try to force a ball when you're up 7, backed up, and not a time to do that. You know, those two things, I think, really, if you look back at it, probably cost the maroon team as much as anything in the game. But, you know, overall, it was a great competitive game. Guys dealt with adversity and played pretty well, and we'll look at the film and judge from there.
Start to the left, questions? Sam.
Two questions for you. One, with Jace, if this is a sign of what he can do for you, how valuable is that to this offense? And two, was the quarterback supposed to be live on those two early sacks?
No, I made him semi-live. You know, I didn't want everybody to peel off of him. We weren't going to hit him and kill him. But I didn't want him to take shots, but I want him to feel pressure and have to know when to get the ball out. Because you get in a bad habit because those guys always avoid him. And then you don't want him to take – the other day we made him live. We went live a couple times in the spring and had him do that. But we want him to feel the pressure and make it more realistic in some things we did. So and what we did. But Jace being able to do that is a huge advantage. And his blocking and everything else. And like I say, we got some other things planned there for tight end. I think we can end up being a real strength for us going into the fall.
Front right here, Coach Gabe.
Coach, when Rogers steps up and makes a play like that in the spring with people in the stands, how much stock do you put on that?
I put it in because that's as much as I can put on going into a game. And you know, he's a guy with his size and his speed, and he runs well and running skills that can change us. You know, Oz made some great plays down the field, but Kendrick is such a big body. And when those big body guys can make plays even when they're covered and going over people, that, and I hope it builds his confidence because I think he's got a chance to be a really good player for us, and we need him to be. And you can tell Buck made a nice catch. You saw Clyde make some plays. Paul made some plays in the game. Trying to think who else. I'm sorry? Yeah, Osmond. I mean, I always talked about him. He had a great game. I thought he played really well at times. Hezekiah made a couple of nice catches. We missed him. He got open one time on a dig, and we missed him and threw the ball behind him. He could have had another big play. So we're improving there, and we got to get better.
Second row, Ben. And to the left, Zach.
Jimbo, what did you right here?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, what did you make of Nick's overall performance from start to finish? And do you think he's done enough to separate himself out of the spring?
No, I mean, we're not ready to name a start at all because I thought Kellen's done a great job, but I think Nick has too. I think we got two quarterbacks there, and I think Blumberg committed him at it. You saw him make a nice throw and made a couple nice runs, but no, I mean, I thought he played real early. And I hit a little low, and then that critical mistake when he was backed up. But then I thought he rebounded for that. Come out the second half. You know, and played well and had that big drive to take him down to tie it in, and then comes right back again. I'm not disappointed in Nick's performance at all, but there's some things we've got to get cleaned up and a couple little things. But and then I thought Kellen did a nice job. There's no way that we can name a starter right yet, and it's too early because both of them haven't had enough work and where we're at because we're just really now getting into the offense as far as the fine-tuning and the nuances of it that really makes it go because they've just now had enough time to, you know, learn it.
Front row left, Zach.
Coach, your takeaway from the performance of the linebacking core today, I know the depth might not be exactly where you want it right there, but having the guys that you do and the talent, where do you see that core showing up this year?
We need more depth. We need more bodies there. I thought Dotson made some nice plays. I noticed Alaka once or twice, and it's the first time he's practicing in about 3 days, too, because he had slipped in the last scrimmage and pulled a muscle in the back of his leg, and thought he made some plays, and I saw him miss one or two. He had to be a little rusty there for a point, but we got to get better there as far as just numbers and depth of what we got to have.
To the right here, Brett.
I know they weren't your guys, but how much fun is it for you to see so many former players coming back having such a great time?
This is what it's about, being able to come back and enjoy and remember the times when you were on that field. Nothing better than being in college. And like I say, we represent all of them. Everybody that's ever played here and ever put that helmet on. We owe something to them because the things we have here with the facilities and all that was of their great tradition and great history that they've had here before. And it's great to see them back, and they're welcome back anytime.
Down front, Travis.
With how little the tight end's been used here before, did you hear the crowd's reaction on Sternberger's first catch and kind of what were your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's what that was. Okay. No, I did. I mean, that was great. I mean, you know, I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about the next play. I didn't realize what they'd yelled at. I thought something else might have happened. But it was great to see it, and hopefully he'll keep playing that way.
Time for one or two more. Sam, on the left.
What did you take away from how your defensive tackles played today, and what kind of depth you feel like you got there from this
spring? I'll tell you what, I've liked their progression. I thought Mack at times in the run game, I thought they did a nice job inside. Kingsley was eight. He did a great, nice job. Matabuke's been a beast all spring and what he's doing. TD's coming on, getting better. Rogers is those big bodies. And then we can get Peavy back in there and get some of Diallo and some of those guys that we're bringing in too, some of those other big bodies. And it's critical in this league. You're going to have to be physical inside and stop the run and be able to push that pocket in the passing game. Even though you may not get sacks, be able to collapse it into a quarterback's face. I think that's been one of our strengths in the spring, I really have on defense.
Brent, you wrap us up.
I think 48,000 they announced.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, awesome. And I think that's an A&M spring game record.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
Just a little bit on the atmosphere today.
It was great. I mean, and I have to tell you, it matters. When you get the kids, like you say, you go out there and you make a play with the lights on, scoreboards on, people are cheering. You know, you can't simulate that any other way. And I was very happy, especially on a day that we thought was going to be cool after some tough weather last night, and happy that people come out and very proud, and thank you for your support. And hopefully we can get better, and we'll fill that thing up when we play next time.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.